Let's start with Ois Chafal, page 8. Okay, let's jump ahead a little bit. I'm not so sure we're skipping, but let's start with this. Page Tof Lamed Aleph, Sifkan Chaf Aleph. It's on page 8. It's on page 8. Ois Sifkan Chaf Aleph. Ois Shili HaLashon Shabbatar de Parashas HaChodesh. He's coming over here to point out that we have different lashon. We've come to explain the different expressions that we have in the Torah regarding the prohibition of possessing chametz. The parasha sachodesh hazeh, right? This week's parasha, last week, this per Shabbos, last per Shabbos is parasha sachodesh. Hachodesh hazeh lochem roish chodashim. See, it says shivas yamim se'or lo yimotze bivateichem. It says 7 days with se'or. Or the parashas kadosh lichol b'char, because it says v'lo yere el l'cha chametz, v'lo yere el l'cha se'ar b'chol gvulecha. So we have different ways of describing the same prohibition. It says here lo yimotzei, and it says lo yere. One place it also says se'ar, and one place it says chametz. The hashinuim heim she'etzel. What are the shinuim she'etzel? Lo yimotzei k'sivrak se'ar. When it says lo yimotzei, it may not be found. It says only the word se'or, yeast. The loik siv l'cha does not say the word l'cha. It's on page 8. Okay, it's on page 8. I am in the middle of ois chaf aleph. I am 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. It does not say the loik siv l'cha. It says bibot heichem, and it says it should not be found bibot heichem. Uvelo yero x, if it says chametz, uchsaar, chametz and saar, uchsiv lecha, uchsiv b'chol givulecha. So he's coming to point, just to point out, we have two pasuk, in pasuk and parashas, pasuk and parashas bo, in the, well, they're both in parashas bo, in fact, they're both in parashas bo, in parashas choyd zelochem, and then the end of the parashas, in parashas kadesh lichol b'char, it again repeats the laws of chametz. So why are there so many shinuyim? V'hinei lehelyu chametz, lehelyu chametz u'se'or hakol echad. L'dina chametz u'se'or hakol echad. First, we have to understand is that there really is in halacha no difference between chametz and se'or. Chametz is typically bread, and se'or is sourdough. It itself is not edible, but it itself has the ability to cause other dough to become chametz. So we have two psukim. One part to begin. One the ksivit says, "Ach, b'yoyim harishayin, tashpisu se'or mibateichem, ki kol oichel chometz." So in this very one pasuk, we see the pasuk itself is interchanging the word se'or and the word chometz. Uchsiv, we have another pasuk that says, "Shivas yomim se'or." The big pasuk begins lo yimotze bevateichem ki kol ochel machnetzes, and then it goes on to say do not eat chametz. So we have over here two psukim which begin with se'ar and with chametz. So we see the psukim interchange one word for the other, which indicates that they are exactly in halacha the same thing. Hare shedin echad lohem the itzrichu tarvayu. We need the reason why we need both words is because we would be misled if we did not have both. Demechametz lo yodanu se'or she'ena royal yachila. Se'or is not edible. Therefore, one would argue that you are potter from eating se'or or having in your possession se'or on Pesach because it's not edible. It's sourdough. Ulechein, therefore, alachila ksivit says chametz v'loy se'or. Therefore, when the Torah says eating, it always connects eating with the word chametz, not with the word se'or. With se'or lo yodanu chametz and neshechim mutzoy kasha. The royal chametz by gam isa sacheros mashenkin chametz. If the Torah only said se'or, we would argue that you're only not allowed to have in your possession se'or because se'or has potential to make something else chametz. But chametz which cannot cause something else to become chametz, there would not be any prohibition. There would be nothing wrong. So this is a very important yisoid that we learn. It's really the Gemara b'chaydash b'chilta v'yaviu Rashi b'chumash sham al pasim b'limotzei b'vatechem sh'ayin sham. So he's reviewing over here really a Rashi and Chumash a very basic yisoid, is that there are two different words the Torah employs for the prohibition. One word is sa'ar, one word is chametz. We know they are interchangeable. The yisoid is, if the pasuk begins with one word and ends with the other word, without blinking an eyelash, Torah is teaching us a lesson that the two have exactly the same halacha. Don't start making lumdis that maybe for Bal Yirah there's only this, and only by Yimatzeh there's this. There's no difference. Whatever you chayef for chametz, you chayef for sa'ar. Whatever you chayef for sa'ar, you chayef for chametz, because in one pasuk the two words are interchanged. Therefore, we know that yisod. Why did the Torah need to say chametz and sa'ar? If the Torah only said chametz, we would think you potter for sa'ar, because sa'ar is not edible. If the Torah only said sa'ar, did not say chametz, we would think you potter for chametz, because sa'ar is potent. It can make something else into chametz, whereas chametz cannot. Therefore, we would not know one from the other. The Torah had no choice but to list both of them together, both of them.
Now,
what?
Yipata.
If you eat sa'ar, you potter for eating sa'ar, because it's not roi l'achila's kelef. It's not roi l'achila. But you chayi for having it in your possession. Now, with Tam Hashni, why do we have this? Now he's going back to this. So therefore, the Gemara and Rashi only really tells us the basics. It just tells us why there are two. We would not know one from the other. And tells us that they're interchangeable. But Rashi does not explain why it says the word gevul by one, why it says the word lecha by the other, why it says the word bayis by the other. Why is there a change of gevul, lecha, and bayis? V'tam ha'ash, shirei mir lini astaiti, dihine begvor yalfin, we learn out, b'batim, migvulin, gvul mibatim, ayin sham. We learn out, we compare a bayis to a gevul, meaning lav dafka in your home, even in your possession. When the pasuk says "bibateichem," in your home, it's telling you that you're not allowed to even have in your home the chametz of a goy. If you are responsible for the chametz of a goy, you're over on Baal Yeroya. Shehefkidoi biad Yisrael, the Yisrael kibul alav achrayes. Sheoiver bibal yeirohe ubal yimotzi ayin sham. Ulchin therefore loy kasev lecha. Beautiful, beautiful drasha, beautiful, brilliant insight from the Aruch HaShulchan. The reason why it does not say the word lecha by the word bias, when it says bias, when it's the pasuk that says shivas yamim, 7 days. Sa'ar lo yimotzei bibateichem. What was the question? Why didn't it say the word lecha? So the Aruch HaShulchan answers, because since it says the word bibateichem, from which Chazal learned that even if the chametz belongs to a goy, and you accept upon yourself responsibility that in the event that it is damaged, destroyed, you will reimburse the goy for the chametz or the sa'ar, your chayif. That's what we learn from the word bibateichem. It's asr. You're not allowed to have in your possession the chametz of a goy. It specifically, precisely, omitted the word lecha, because it's not yours. It's not your property. It's the property of the. It's not your chametz. The chametz of the goy. That's why like siv lecha, the afilu ein shel lecha. Having kishel lecha, the Torah, you're responsible, but it's not technically yours. Ulechein, so that's why it says bibateichem, because that's where you guard objects that you are responsible for. The derech hapikadon lahafkid bebayis b'makom hashamur, where it's guarded. Ulechein, therefore, siv it says lo yimotzei. It says it shall not be found. V'loik siv lo yeroeh. Mishum the derech hapikadon lahatznim, because when you're hiding something, you're putting something away for safekeeping. You don't want it to be destroyed. You don't put it in the open. You put it in safekeeping. You put it in a vault. You put it where no one sees it. So therefore, it says lo yimotzei. Does not say lo yiroeh. B'makom she'en nir elayin. Ulechein. So that's why it says sar. Mishum the lechem chametz. Why does it say so? Because chametz you don't have for safekeeping, because it spoils. But you do keep in your possession for a long period of time yeast. Ulechein. Siv sar. Mishum the lechem chametz she'nitzrach lachila in derech lahafkidu biyad achir. Ma she'ein kein sa'ar. V'sheloi litois to osar bal yiroh bal yimotzei ein ele b'botem v'lo b'gvulin. In order not to make a mistake, I think the only chayv bal yiroh bal yimotzei in a bay is not in the gvulin. L'chein k'siv lo yiroh elecha b'chol givulecha. K'loi mar imhu shelecha, if it's yours, osar loi leva b'boteichem ele b'chol mochem givulecha b'ezem mochem shehu v'shelecha yata roya, but ein achinami. But if it's not in your possession, it's not in your home, Aval atoroy shel acherim v'shel gevoya afilu b'bateichem im loy kibalt achrayis. But in achanam, we have to also say the word lecha to teach you the drasha that if it's not yours and you do not accept upon yourself any responsibility, then in achanam you are allowed to have it. L'madnu zem 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 v'shloy toymar Dafka Buriya Talimil Sol Hachik Sil Loimotse, it's not only singing, not even having possession, the filu in Ataroya El Khamitz Motzi Bulecha, At Oiver Ubidin in Khilu in Khamitz the Sa'ar Ubain Bottom with Vulim Val Kol Echa Vidin because you spoil the similar Tavnem Bisiato Dishmaya. Okay, so this is a very nice Sif Katan explaining over here. Yidios, beautiful Yidios, knowing that there is Bali Roya, Bali Motse, there is a Bayis, there is a Gvul, there is Lucha. Every single word of the pasuk is precise. The bottom line is, you're not allowed to own. You're not allowed to own not chametz, which is edible, and not sa'ar, which is not edible, which can cause other things to become chametz. With regard to pikadon, the rule of thumb is, if you are responsible, if you bear responsibility for damages, then it is usur. But if you do not bear responsibility for damages, then there is no prohibition of having in your possession someone else's chametz. And lavda, and why all the nuances of expression? Because you're dealing with a pikadon, there's a certain expression that's used for pikadon. When you're dealing with chametz, there's another expression, and that explains why we have all of these psukim, all of these differences. Ois chaf gimel. Vehinei. We're going back to what we said before. Why do you have to have a bidika? There are two reasons for bidika. Number one is because you may not be mevatel. We do not trust a person to be mevatel the chametz. Maybe you're in your heart, if you make a declaration called chanira v'chamia dika b'rishusei, how do we know that you are sincere? You really mean to be mevatel. We have no way of knowing for sure. Therefore, the only way to guarantee that that no problem is to do a bidika. So why not just do a bidika?
As well, it's not enough to be mevatel b'leiv, is because if you leave chametz lying around the house over Pesach, you may by accident come to eat it. Question is asking, why don't we find the same rule when it comes to non-kosher? How are you allowed to have a store where you sell non-kosher products? The lo dami, the chametz came the lo medili minei kul shata yesh lachash yoshem. Chametz, since you eat chametz the whole year, it's very easy to forget yourself and eat chametz on Pesach. Mash ein kein, non-kosher products you never eat. The came that Torah chmir b'chametz la'avar lo b'valdi rov b'lochem b'chashashu l'chachamim b'zeh yoseh. The yesh naf gemina b'in atam l'tan l'... I was giving another reason, I'm sorry. A second reason, the came on the Torah hechmir b'chametz la'aver olav b'bal yiroyei. There's a special loisase. You may not have it in your possession. That's why l'chein chashashu chacham b'zayoser. You're not allowed to have it, and you have to be more machmir. You have to remove it from your possession. So far, the Aruch HaShulchan said, the reason why we're more machmir with chametz than we are with non-kosher products, in that regard, to the fact that you're not allowed to have it in your possession, you're not allowed to see it, even though it's not yours, is because you may come to eat it, because you eat it the whole year round, and number two is because the Torah went out of its way to be machmir by eating, appending a special loisaseh, two loisaseh, bal yeroheh, u bal yimotzeh. What is the nafkamina between these two reasons? V'yesh nafkamina bein hatam l'l'tam d'lo medili tzorach livdai gam chametz she'ein oyrim olav v'bal yira k'moy nuksha v'taruvais. L'man esrulei kein k'onkun those who hold so. According to the first reason, you may by accident come to eat it, you have to also do a bedika for chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha means something which is incomplete chametz. Most whiskies are in the category of chametz nuksha. It's not, you're not oiver bal yeroheh, bal yemotzeh, if you have in your possession chametz nuksha, which includes most whiskies and things like that. But, so why then do you have to be boidek your bias to make sure it's not in your possession? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains, because you may forget yourself. Just because you may technically be allowed to have in your possession chametz nuksha, you're not allowed to eat, to consume chametz nuksha. And therefore, if you have in your cabinet liquor, things like that, whiskey, you may by mistake come to drink these things on Pesach. What?
Chametz Gomor? It depends. Some of them are not. They're all different categories. I'm not familiar with all the different nuances of whiskey and liquor and bourbon and this and that. To me, it's all mouthwash. It's all mouthwash. That's all it is. Whatever you got there in the cabinet, what?
Mouthwash is not even
coming. That's right. Not even, it's nothing. But to me, whatever you give me, it's just all the same. $100 mouthwash, bottle of mouthwash. Ach latam yishum sha'ayrim b'bal yirav v'chein latam ha'kodim shem alo yival l'kuroi ein tzach livdaik rak l'chamei shem alo b'bal yirav b'yimatzi. Ach b'gemar much lehen yishayei shlachish l'achi l'ayin sham. U'lechein u'ikul l'dina shekol min chamei tzach b'dika. Therefore, it makes no difference. A person has to do b'dika no matter what type of chamei he has in his possession, because even if you don't have a possibility to be over at Bali or Bali Matze, there is always a possibility you may come to forget and come to eat it on Pesach. Ach yesh lo mashloi chashav shu rak l'chomet shechai b'lo karitz, v'lo l'chomet sh'ein b'lo rak la ba'alma. Some hold that you only chayish v'chomet that is the karitz. V'ho amin b'yivamis, d'lo yishno isu la, v'lo yishno isu chomet. Don't kvar perish Rashi, d'zeu ilin ha-safek. Avli harchaka drabanan shaper yeshlema the lekaris of the harchaka v'lo lelav ayin sham b'rashi shaperish lani came. So he wants to go say over here a chiddush, which would be a kula, which I'm not sure I'm reading this correctly, but he wants to say over here is that what happens that maybe the requirement to do a bedika that you may come to eat only applies to a chametz, that if you were to eat this type of chametz you would be chayef kores. But it is the type of chametz that if you were to eat, you would only be chayv aloy saseh, maybe enoch inami, there's no chiv to do bedika. Again, there are two reasons why we do bedika. Number one, bal ye rohe, bal ye motzeh. Number two, you may come to be nichshol in eating. So what happens, but when it comes to eat, most types of chametz that you're not allowed to eat, if you do eat them, there's a chiv kores. But what happens if you come up with a type of chametz that if you were to eat it, there is no chiv kares. There's only chiv loisaseh. So then maybe you can argue, as far as bal yeirohe, bal yeimotzeh, there is no violation. And even as far as eating, it's not kares. It's only a loisaseh. So maybe in this situation, Chazal would not be so machmer to require you to do a bedika. Now, if you eat chametz nukshe, is there chiv kares? I think, I'm not sure. Maybe there is, I don't know. Is not?
I don't know.
So he seems over here to say there is such a category. There seems like there are three categories of chametz. There's a category of chametz where you're over bal yeirohe and bal yeimotzeh, and you're also chayiv kores for eating it. That's category A. That's the worst. That's the total worst. Then there's category two. There's no chayiv bal yeirohe bal yeimotzeh, but there's a chayiv kores if you eat it. I'm not sure what he's referring to. And then there's a category where there's no bal yeirohe bal yeimotzeh, and there's also no chiyuv kares, but there is a chiyuv lo yisaseh. So certainly, category one and category two, there's a chiyuv bedika. Even though you're not going to be chayiv bal yeirohe bal yeimotzeh, you have to be chayish for the possibility you may come to forget to eat on Pesach. But maybe you can argue in category three, where there's no bal yeirohe bal yeimotzeh, and there is no chiyuv kares, there's only chiyuv lo yisaseh, so maybe here you would not be required to do a bedika. Now we're going into the nitty gritty of bedika. When exactly is the shas habedika? Shani chachamim b'mishnah, the very first mishnah, misechem sochem, or yaba asar, boit kines achametz loor haner, perushu b'gemor b'atam, the afagav the isur naslo b'machatzois. Why do we do bedika at night? The prohibition begins chatzois. All the way the next day, v'imkein hoyidai livdoik b'shachris kizrizin ma'amadimim l'mitzvos d'chsev ayashkeim avram b'beikev libelai l'shulfanav achatamu l'mesha or haner yofel l'bedika v'yaf agav v'lufi zeh halo yochel livdoik b'laila emosai sheyirtzel. You can do bedika anytime you want the entire night. V'lov nesuch v'tchilis halayla, why in the beginning of the night? V'yishum sh'oz v'odam mitzuyim b'boteim, that's when you're home. Kishaboim me'asakam lebeisam, and time Chazal they come back from work by day, and it was falul arvis v'lechol v'havei zman misuim lebedika zman misuim lebedika. V'dikte karayved zal v'loshen or shabedika tzach lios be'od sheyesh or kitzas. According to the arayved, you have to bedika when there's still a little bit of light, not when it's pitch black dark, not after tzeis hakochavim, but during when it's the light. Behind the betchilas halayla avolo bein hashmashos,
but not bein hashmashos v'yesh oimim d'zman b'dikul who koydim tzeisak l'chavim v'ikah k'deir harishayna, that when it's still or kitzas, which means the very beginning of the night, which is after bein hashmashos, but it's not yet tzeis hakacham. So this is very complicated.
There
is
Yeah,
right. Basically, that's what it means. It means after the sunset, after bein hashmashos, when it's night, but it's before tzeis hakacham, before the stars come out. There's still some light. Okay, so there are. Let's read a little bit more. He really goes through a lot of the different yanim. The Zayar called Adam Shaloi Yafil B'Shul Melacha B'Soif Yoyim Gimel Behind Mechatz Yisrael Kodim Halayla. You're not allowed to engage in any activity before it gets dark. Also Lechol Suda. This is very important. You're not allowed to eat. Also Lechol Suda Ad Sheyizayik. You're not allowed to eat before you do Bidika. This can be a very big problem for many families because sometimes the husband has not yet come home. The husband is at work, and the husband's not going to come home until 9 o'clock until they do bedika, and everyone is very hungry. They want to eat, and you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat.
Well, I mean, at 6 o'clock
before
Shkia. What? They can eat before
Shkia. Right. So they have to eat before. But let's say they didn't get around to eat before Shkia, and now it's already sunset, and they come out, and the husband is not coming home until 9 o'clock, and no one's going to do bedika until the husband, the Rosh Habayis. So you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat. So he says, "I will ti'imas peiros kibetsa pas mutter." He's very makel. Eat a little bit of bread, a small amount of bread is mutter. V'zel pash mevarch malav mizaynes kepas habav kisten. Aval litol yadav ulechol pash mevarch malav hamotzi afilu kizayis oser. V'afilu oser mevarch malav mizaynes einoy mutter. You only allowed to eat a teeny bit, only a kizayis. Rak kibetsa dechoshev achila sarai gabe suka. Like when it comes to sukkah, I will yoyser the chabetz also the zerak repas, I will peros v'shar macholim yochel lechol yoyser. For kol shchein shesheil the kul arai mikri, you can drink l'gabet sukkah v'chein also l'konis l'merchatz. Now we go to the betas v'lochol dvarim she'also kodim mincha k'mach shkosa b'simin reish tamnik beis. So he pretty much is very lenient. Aruch Hashulchan appears to be very, very lenient, sin that you're allowed to go eat mizonos, a kezayis, not more than a kezayis. Fruit as much as you want, you can drink whatever you want, even before the bedika. I don't have any names for you, but I know there are paiskim that are much more machmer than the Aruch HaShulchan, and they hold you not allowed to eat anything. And these halachas border upon the similar, the parallel, these halachas are found where? Lighting Chanukah candles before you eat. Which also is a very big problem for many families. If the husband's coming home from work much later at night, and the children are home, they're waiting for the father to come home light, so are they allowed to eat supper before their father comes home and lights Chanukah candles? They will light Chanukah candles. Another very common issue is the Megillah. Are you allowed to eat before you read the Megillah? So b'derech klal, all of these three things, the minhag is to be very machmir, and you're not allowed to eat before you do these three things. And the common question we will ask when we discuss this is why, when it comes to davening Ma'ir Kriya Shema, why Kriya Shema is even a greater mitzvah? Kriya Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. You never saw anyone nimachmir, oh, I can't go and eat dinner until I go to Ma'ir. Ma'ir is 9 o'clock, it's now 7 o'clock, and your wife wants to serve you dinner. How are you allowed to eat dinner before you go to Ma'ariv and read Kriya Shema, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa? Chanukah candles is from the Rabbanan. Megillah is from the Rabbanan. Bedikas Chametz is from the Rabbanan. And there the minhag olam is to, I think the minhag is to be more machmer than Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan is very mekel, obviously, but the minhag olam is very, very machmer. So why are we more mekel when it comes to a d'oraisa? So there are two major answers. One answer is something that is once a year is in a category by itself. Kriya Shema is the entire year. It's hard the whole year to be machmer, not to eat food until you do a mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema. So we'll make all the coolest are. Someone's going to remind me, Ma'ariv is at a set time. These are all coolest. These are all leniencies. Migradin, you should not be eating until you do a mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema. But being that Kriya Shema is every single day of the year, so you can't go meshuga every single day of the year. But when you have a mitzvah that appears only one day a year, Hadlaka Sanero is Chanukah, Bedikas Chametz, Kriyas HaMegillah, once a year you can be machmir. That's one important insight. Second answer given is that
is that this earnest doesn't really work for bidigas chametz, maybe it does, is persume nisa is in a category by itself. Hadlokas haneros and kriyas hamegillah charges upon persume nisa, that you don't play around with, you don't eat until you mekayim these mitzvos. Now does that apply to bidigas chametz? L'chore not. Bidigas chametz, the mitzvah of tashbisu, you want to say, but Pesach is a geder. Everything about Pesach is all together. Upasach the aleichem of the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Perhaps it's all a geder, an extension of afhein. What?
Does
I say? But it's not mamish pesumenisa. I mean, Chanukah and Purim is mamish pesumenisa. This is more of an extension of the mitzayim of the raisa. Inachnami. But this is an answer which is like another smach of why the minhag ha'olam mitzvah to be machmir when it comes specifically to these two. Okay, he's not touching upon here, but there's all another. What about he's touching a little bit upon it? What about davening? About people who daven every daven bizman. People already daven bizman. So if you're going to go to Ma'ariv, by the time you get home, it's going to be a little bit past the zman. Right? People daven, they daven minhag ma'ariv bizman. And you have to walk home, so you're not going to be doing Medigas Chametz Mamish in the beginning of Tchilas Halayla. Should you skip Ma'ariv and do Medigah B'diyuk and then daven Ma'ariv later on in the evening, or go to Mincha Ma'ariv and come home? So there are different minhagim. Some say if you do this every single day of the year, you daven Mincha and Ma'ariv Bizman, ain't a chanami, so that you should not deviate from what is your custom. But if the whole year round you daven Ma'ariv 10 o'clock, and now, punt, you're home from work on Erev Pesach, and you have an opportunity now to go to Mincha Ma'ariv and come home a half an hour after the Zman, so that's not right. If the whole year round you daven Ma'ariv at 10 o'clock, so then you should do Bedikas Chametz, Bidyuk, the proper time, which is the Iker Zman to do Bedikas Chametz, is the Techilas Halayla. Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzvah. He explains something over here, Chav Zayin.
When does it start, the time you can't eat?
What?
When does it start?
Half an hour before. A half an hour before sunset is the time when you can't eat. It's a chumrah. Aruch HaShulchan says you can drink, you can eat peros, you can eat a kezayis of bread. Kezayis of bread. Not more than that. Of mezonos. Not hamoitzim. Mostly you can't eat bread, zero. Bread, no bread at all. Mezonos, a kezayis, which is very, very little. Peros, all you want. Drink, all you want. But what I've seen, I've grown up with, maybe I'm wrong, is the minig is to eat nothing. The minig is you don't eat, period, until you do bedikas chametz. Chanukah candles. The minig is you eat nothing until you light Chanukah candles. Megillas Esther, same thing. You don't, unless you really can. You're in pain. Then, of course, you don't have to fast altogether then. Altogether. But these are unique times of the year. Now, over here, half an hour before sunset, you're not allowed to even learn. V'afilu lil moed osir mishagiyah zman ha-medikah, but before the zman ha-medikah, v'loy kodim v'goyim ha-zman, v'zed dul dami l'achila. It's not like eating. Sha'arei gamli natilas arvis adin kein kivur b'brochis. Even when it comes to ma'ariv, it's osir. V'afilu, one more time. V'afilu lil moed osir mishagiyah zman ha-medikah, you're not allowed to learn. V'loy kodim V'loy koydim hazman, but before the zman you are allowed to learn. V'zel adam l'achila shegam l'in tefilas arvis hadin kain. The same Allah applies that before the zman arrives you are allowed to begin with berachos. V'afilu yesh loy es kavul ilmod lo yilmod ad sheyivdaik the period. Once the zman has begun, you're not allowed to do anything other than do bedika. V'yeshmi shomid v'afilu ilmod also chasi shom mikoydim. Some said that you're not allowed to learn even a half an hour before the zman. When it comes to Ma'ariv, you are allowed to learn a half an hour before Zman Ma'ariv. The Einay Iker, it's not correct. You are allowed to learn a half an hour before you do the Bedika. The Eich Efshel Esra Talmud Torah Koydim Hagigiyas Zman is impossible. There's no such thing as not being allowed to learn before the Zman arrives. The Yeish Shekosav Harambam, the Zeh Shekosav Rambam Reish Perik Beis, the Ein Koydim Medrash B'Soif Yom Gimel, the Chayin HaChocham Lo Yaskel Lekrois Beis Zeh Shema Yimoshech V'Yimona V'Bedikas Chametz V'Tchil Zman Akal Mashayna Ein HaKavona the Stam Limud Asur Kod Mizman Dim Gen Hav Lilo Yom HaBekitzosh Asur Lilmoid B'Soif Yod Gimel El Lefachim Yerushay Lilmoid Shemachinin Es Atzmoy Lizman Rav. It means a long shear. To have to delve into something that is osur, v'zeh kviyas medrash. That's what it means. A kviyas medrash. Shalom din berabim. You learn berabim. V'falpulin zeh im zeh. The zehu mizman aruch. You don't arrange shiurim
which can extend late into the evening, a half an hour before the Zman. Okay, but to learn the Yechidus, there is no prohibition. A person is allowed to learn until the very, very last moment, and we are not concerned that he will be mamshich into the Zman and forget to do Bedikas Chametz. Chof Ches, top of the page, on the left side, left column. Yesh Misha Kosav, the Oysen HaNashim HaYimim, Dvar Halacha. The Beis HaKnesses, Achar Tfila, Mutarim Loimah Hashir, the Davka Misha Loimah, the Beis HaYosu, Sheinem Mukrach Lakom, in Mekaymoy. Avol Zeb Vada Yelich Lebeisai. So if you're in a shul between Mincha and Maariv and there's a shir, Lechatchila, you're allowed to give the shir. V'davka Dvar Halacha, B'loi Pilpul, Avol B'Pilpul, Osir Lasik Afilu Ein Lebeisai, the Zeb Vada Yishlocha Shtil Ma'osir Lemshuchim, if a Pilpul, the Pilpul may extend late into the evening and you may forget to do Medikul. The Estaiti Nir Shazog Negad Dvar Haramam, Shevanul Shazah, Shari Zeb Kviyas Medrash, Osir Haramam, he wants to say that it's not true, that you're not allowed to arrange a shiur in shul no matter what once the Zman Bedika has arrived. If the Zman Bedika has arrived, you're not allowed to have any shiur whatsoever in the Beis Medrash, even a shiur halacha, even if it's not pilbul, because you may be mamshich and you may forget to do Bedika. Chaf Tes. You have to stop at kal shana. The avgav de haschil mihetir gam bedibre harishus ain a poisek. Kamasha kasa besimni reisham and hesim mikomak. Believe that Torah ain locates the soif of leshach bo gemar. So when it comes to other things, when it comes to a meal, the halacha is, if you start eating your meal at a time when you're allowed to start, and now the Zman has arrived, you don't have to stop. But when it comes to learning, you do have to stop. Because everything in this world has a shear. Have a meal. There's only that much you can eat. Eventually will come to an end. But learning has no shear. Learning can go on forever. So therefore, you have to stop and do the medikul. If you zen, nir lani astaiti, deloy pligi, klal, devadai, medina, in tzach lahafsik, So just pointing out the same idea. If you want to finish up something in learning, a parak, a chapter, you are allowed to continue. Next. If you started the Isra, you have to stop. Don't compare the laws of Bedika to the laws of Davni Mincha. Mincha is every single day, so therefore you're going to remember to Davni Mincha. When it comes to Bedika, it's only once you may forget. And their lulav is also once a year. It's not once a year, it's 7 days a year. The lulav have al kopanim zayin yam b'shanah. The lulav zmanu kol yam, the whole day. The adikas chametz ikos zmanu b'lad chazalayla. You have a much shorter slot of time to do bedika. The lulav have tiltul kirega. The mitzvah of lulav is just 1 second. The yatzah, the ein chshash, the vada yase, kei mash enkin bedikas chametz. It takes the whole night. Okay, how long does it take to do bedika?
Oh, yeah.
How long does it take to do bedika? How long? 5 minutes? 3 hours? It's the hardest mitzvah. Bedikas chametz for me, Rabbi Yisai, is the hardest mitzvah. Doesn't matter if the house is clean, the house is not clean. To go slowly and do it the way you're supposed to do it, it's really painful. Okay, it's hard. Some people just do it in 5-10 minutes, they're finished. I don't know, that's so good. So you make a simon. You tell someone to remind you. If you want to do something important, so you tell someone, do me a favor, I want you to remind me. The rule over here is if a person has to do something, if you have to go to work, if you have to engage in some type of activity, so the rule is just make a shomer, appoint a person to remind you to do the bedika, and then you are okay. You have the same exact thing when it comes to lighting Ner Chanukah. If you're lighting Ner Chanukah, you have to ask a person to remind you. I know that's very common. That's very common. You're going to a Chanukah party. If you're going to a Chanukah party, so you're not going to be, you're going to be there in the beginning of the night. So where are you going to light your candles? So there's a major machlekes apaiskim. Do you light your candles in the place where you eat dinner or the place where you sleep? There are different opinions. There are many opinions hold that you have to light candles in the place where you sleep. If you are from that category who hold you sleep, how then can you participate in the lighting in the Chanukah party? In the Chanukah party,
have that problem with a lot of people with weddings. With Friday night, you're invited. So
right. So you have to. So you have to. So the solution is you have to appoint a person to remind you, either to set an alarm on your cell phone or to have a person remind you later in the evening. I should remember to light candles at home.
What do you do Friday night?
Same Shiloh. Some right. Hold that you should light it. There are two different opinions. Some hold that you should light. I don't remember. I remember I looked.
There are two opinions.
Two opinions. One opinion hold you should light when you eat. Some hold you should light when you sleep. I think halacha lemaaseh, the better opinion is when you sleep. Is when you sleep. That's the ikar. Is when you sleep. But you have to.
Then you have to see the candles. You have to be there.
You have to be there. I don't remember the details. I don't remember the halachas. I remember it was Nogea Mi, and I spent a lot of time looking into it to clarify exactly what I should do. And I asked people, and I remember I had clarity at that time. And now, like everything else, out the window, right? That's life. That's life. Right, that's the way it goes.
It was a close vote.
Now what happens, we mentioned, he did not yet daven Ma'ariv. Yesh oimim deyivdoik v'achar kach yispalel imlo sherogil leyispalel b'yasar b'beis hakneses yispalel t'chil l'mesha t'arach l'kabsam achar kach. Okay, so if your custom is to daven every single night b'zman, then daven ma'ariv first and then do bedika. But me shem espal arvis l'olam arvis b'beiso. But if you always daven ma'ariv b'yachidus or go to a minyan later at night, yivdoik. So the proper thing to do the night of Yudal is first to do bedika betchilas halayla, the achar kach yispalel. Aval yesh, some say no, that's not right. The lo'olam tchilas arvis kodemes, Marv always comes first, no matter what, because he's saying kriyashma. Kriyashma is deraisa. V'chein nikol adina. The lo'olam lo'hoisa hatakana livdai kodem tchilas arvis. So he paskins, Aruch HaShulchan paskins, is that you should always daven ma'ariv first. That's what he says. Can't deny, he says that. And the bedika is done after you finish davening ma'ariv. That's what he says. So that's what we should do. All right. Now we get some more halachas. I think some more halachas lemaaseh. Some of these halachas. Dine bracha birchas habedika. The koydem sheyaskil livdo givarech kmoish shemavarechem al kol hamitzvos uvikan yesh mitzvos asay deoraisa. The ach b'yoyim harishon tashbisu. It says b'yoyim harishon you shall remove, you shall cause it to cease, chametz. And yoyim harishon is in the Chazal referring to the 14th day of Nisan. So the mitzvah, the bracha you're making is a mitzvah de'oraisa. U'mitzvah sasei de'rabanan shetiknu livdak or la'arba asar. The mitzvah the rabban is done at night. The hamitzvah is nimshecha min hamedika. The mitzvah extends from the moment of medika ad lemachar until the morning achar habir, until the time that you burn the chametz. The habracha hu. So therefore, we have to remember that the mitzvah that you do medika and the destroying of chametz is indeed a mitzvah deoraisa. Ach bayoyim harishain tashbisu seor mibateichem. And Yoyim HaRishon is, in Chazal's understanding, the 14th day of Nisan. Chazal have pushed it up to the night. They push it back to the night. So they told us how to do the mitzvah, but the mitzvah applies to the entire day, and there's a mitzvah deraisa. What is the bracha? Baruch asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al bi'ur chametz. Okay, bi'ur chametz. It's not be'ur chametz. It's bi'ur. People make the mistake, and they call it in the Mishnah Berurah, they call it the beer halacha. What does it mean, the beer halacha? To destroy. To destroy halacha is the Mishnah Berurah, and there's the beer halacha, and the shahr, you know, the shahr, I don't even know myself, the shahr hatsiyun. The shahr of the you say it the wrong way. Everything we do is wrong. Okay, everything we do is wrong. It's the Be'er halacha. The Be'er means the explanation of the halacha. Yes. The Be'er halacha. So here, when you make the bracha, it's not the Be'er, it's not the explanation of the chametz, it's the Bi'ur chametz, it's the burning of the chametz. V'tzivanu al Bi'ur chametz. V'yemberach l'va'er chametz. If you make the bracha with a lamet instead of al, this is the age-old question, when do you make a bracha with an al? And when do you make it with a lamet? So if you make it with a lamet, yatsa, it's also good. Ella the lechatchila tiknu al the lechatchila the bracha is to say with an al biur v'tiknu loshem biur. The word biur means to destroy. Shekol al shnehem. The word biur means habedika v'habiur, means the search and the actual destruction. The gam kol al habitul, it also includes the bitul, the nullification. Shemivatel miyad achar habedika as a chamed shaloi ro'ah. We say at night the kol chamira deloy chazite udeloy chamite udeloy yodanale kmo sheyispoyer v'im hisch livdoik beloy bracha. What happens if you forget? You start doing the medika. Now you remember, I forgot to make a bracha. Yivarech kol zman shlo sim medikasa. So no problem. As long as there's more to inspect, so you can make the bracha. The kol zman shlo sim mikri oiver de la alasiyos. So as long as you did not yet conclude the medika, it's called oiver lasiyos. V'yim sim v'loy berach. Let's say you finish the medika v'loy berach. Then it's too late to make the medika. When then do you make the bracha? Before you throw it into the fire. Yivarech lemochar b'shas hasreifa. Do you ever see someone do that? You ever see them come to the Sreifa and take their chametz, and before they throw the chametz in and make the bracha, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosu v'tzivanu al bi'ur chametz? I never saw it.
No.
But it could happen. If a person did not have an opportunity to do a bedika, or did a bedika and did not make a bracha, he would make the bracha at that moment in time. The abitl shalomachar shemavatel.
Well, if a shaman makes a bracha for you, then you come the next day and burn it.
Right, but if someone made the bracha for you, someone did it for you, right? But you burn. There are bittul shalomacha shalvatel gamachamet shiroya. There's a difference between the nusach of the kol chamira, the kol chamira that we recite by day. It says the chametz that you know about and the chametz that you do not know about. Kamo sheyispar sharei zeikar gemar mitzvah v'nochon. That's gemar mitzvah. And now this is very interesting. What he says over here. This is very interesting. V'nochon litol yod of kodem habedika. The proper thing is, who does this? Say, Lord, Avenge Halacha, is to wash your hands. Before you do the bedika, you're doing a dvar mitzvah. You're doing a dvar mitzvah, the proper thing is to wash your hands. Ach, in boide, what about putting on your hat and jacket? Okay? Let's say you're Rosh Hashiva, you put on your kapata. So you should know, the B'nai Torah, they do. I've seen this, they definitely do. They take it very seriously, doing a mitzvah, they put on their jacket, their hat, their tie, they do it as if they do any davar chashuv.
What can you? Picture for the internet.
They do it. You would say that's not the way you do the mitzvah. The way you gotta get dirty, right? The way you do the mitzvah, it's like stira, right? When you clean the stove, you don't wear your hand jack when you clean the stove. When you go into the mikvah, do you wear your hat and jacket?
You take it off with the water.
Do you wear your hat and jacket in the mikvah? Do you wear the gartel in the mikvah? I don't think so. I don't think so. So if the way you do the mitzvah, you don't wear your clothing for certain types of mitzvahs, so you have to get dirty. So l'chare, the way you do the mitzvah is to get all dirty, to get hands on. So you should not be wearing your hat and jacket. So what's the answer? It's not a stira. What? So you take it off. You make the bracha with your hat and jacket. And you start the bedika. And then as you really get into it, and you get sweated up, you get worked out, then you take off your hat and jacket, and you put on your gloves, and you get your hands dirty. What?
You don't get so damn dirty.
You do a 5-minute job. You get it over very quickly. So this version. What about Chanukah candles? Do you wash your hands before you light Chanukah candles? You're supposed to. It's also the same. Before you light Chanukah candles, you don't just go light the candles. You have to do it with the covered.
I get oil on my fingers.
You wash your hands. You put on. Do you wear your hat and jacket for Chanukah candles before you light it? Definitely. The B'nai, look at all the rebbes. The rebbes, the big thing, they wear their strimal, they wear this. The big thing, you have to do the mitzvah derech kavod. So here, at least he says that you should wash your hands before you make the bracha. Very, very interesting. Okay, next halacha. But if you're doing the bdika immediately after Ma'ariv, so then the netila you've done for Ma'ariv continues. Ain't zach little yadav sharei not on kaidem tefilas arvis. The abitul shacha bdika yisbar b'sim taflam dake. That way, so later on you say that the bitul l'kol chamira. Oy space. The asur ledaber. We all know this. That once you begin the bdika, you're not allowed to talk. Okay, no cell phones, no texting during bedika. But also ledaber bein habracha litchilas habedika. From the to make the bracha until the bedika, you're not allowed to speak. Kamoi b'chol habracha shel mitzvah. I shall nenin v'yimsach b'dvarim shema'in habedika. Let's say you speak. You say, "Can you give me the candle, please? What happened to the candle? Give me another match." You make the bedika, and as you begin, the kiln goes out.
In the bedika is okay.
In the bedika is okay. Ain't sach lachsel v'arach. The melech. Like if you make hamaytzi and there's no salt, bring salt. Shle hamaytzi. Ain't sach lachsel v'arach. Avol im sach shloim in the bedika. Okay, you talk nonsense. Then it's a bracha levatolot sach lachzor l'varach. Period. Alam shahischul. But once ready, you get into it. You ready to start the bedika. Now you speak nonsense. It's okay. It's like eating. Once you eat, you make a bracha and you take a teima. So now you can continue eating, no matter, even though after you've taken a taste, you've spoken nonsense. Amma mishehischil livdoik ein iser medina kishayidaber beemsa bedika. There is no prohibition. The zel kimosha hefsek beemsa hasuuda bedibor. The less lanba, there is no prohibition. That's a chiddush. You know, that's a very big chiddush because you don't always say this. For example, when don't you say this? Let's talk about kriya satira. Kriya satira. You lay. Let's say you get a long aliyah. This pair of Shabbos, you get a long aliyah, right? The second aliyah. So the Baal Kriya begins to read the aliyah, and the Baal Kriya says three psukim. Now, when the Baal Kriya, he steps out. He has to go to the Beis Akiseh. There's a pause. Is the one who gets to the aliyah? Is the one who gets the aliyah allowed to start talking? No. Why not? It's a hefsek. Why is it a hefsek? What's the hefsek? I already made the bracha shabachar banu. I've already laid. He's already laid for me three psukim. When he'll come back, he'll finish laying. We made it. Well, the Megillah, Megillas Esther. We discussed this. Megillas Esther. You begin the Megillah. You make the bracha al mikra Megillah, and you lay in three psukim. And now the doorbell rings. Someone brings you mishloach manos. You want to take him into your home, sit him down, talk to him. Mimakayim the mitzvah. Are you allowed to do this? Shulchan Aruch, we learned this Aruch HaShulchan, definitely not. Why not? Once you made the bracha, once you already said three psukim, so there's no longer, the bracha was chal on those three psukim, and now I can be mamshik, and I can come back later on, and be mamshik the rest. So that is why, indeed, b'di'evet, you don't have to make another bracha. This is happened to me all the time. I used to go lay for people in their house, and all the time, these older people, they didn't know anything. They didn't know the halachas. And I would start laying the Megillah, and with b'li yoytzei min haklal, either the telephone would ring, or someone would come to the door and deliver mishloach manos. They don't ask me; they just get up and they answer the door, or they answer the phone, and they tell me, "Wait a second." And I'm sitting, "What are you doing? I'm laying the Megillah. You don't want to do this?" And I didn't know the halacha at that point in time, so I was very disturbed. Here's the bracha l'atolah, what am I supposed to do now? Start all over again? So the answer is yoytzei, 100%, because if you made the bracha and you read three psukim, b'di'evet, it's not a hefsek of someone that you stop in the middle. You can stop in the middle and you can come back later on and finish up the Megillah, because it's no different than a su'uda. But you don't do that l'chatchila. You don't do the l'chatchila, not by Megillah and not by Kriya Satira. So there's a very strong argument to make that
when
it comes.
So
you can make an argument to say that when it comes to bedika scham, it should be no different. There's no difference. I'm doing a bedika. I started. Bedika is not eating. I'm engaged in a very important mitzvah. I'm doing the bedika. I should not be allowed to talk. I'm sure many wives are very happy with this. The husbands should not be allowed to talk until the burning of the chametz the next day. You make the bracha. You do the bedika. The mitzvah is not over until you burn the chametz the next day. So you can't talk a new chumrah. Rav Meir, you look always for new chumrah, right? So you write this up in the Slavishus journal that you're not allowed to talk until the burning of the chametz the next day. It's a hefsek. And yet, the halach is, Erech HaShulchan says, no, that we don't follow this halacha when it comes to the bedikah. We follow the pattern of a meal. Once you make a bracha, and you're toyim, you have a small taste of the food, the bracha was chal on that amount of food, and now you're all allowed to be mafsik, and every time you derive benefit from the food later on in the day, you don't need to make a new bracha. It is not a problem. We follow the same rule when it comes to bedikah. You can talk, there's no problem. The less long bar came with shishkul, lasas adam, with shemirch lev, nikol makam, nochon, however, he does say that the bread is proper, nochon, nochon, it's better. I knew how late it is. Lizor ne gamizesh lo lafsek bediber. Ah, gemar bediger. Volemim ne hafsek el kadei sheyasim as liba livdek b'chol mukamo shemachlis v'chametz. I had no idea it was so late. Let's stop over here. Take a very short break. I want to talk about a kindness of chayrus.